in Parshas Mishpatim, you have a parasha here that's a hashlama to Matan Torah, and a very strange hashlama to Matan Torah, just out of its place and so on, and very strange how it interweaves with Matan Torah. The pasuk starts, "Well, Moshe Amar Leil Hashem Atavar Nadav Aviv Hashem Zikne Yisrael V'shtach Visim Yerochik." So this parasha Rashi says was before Saras HaDibris, and this is sort of akdama to Matan Torah. It says it here after Mishpatim, which in itself needs a hesba. Why? What's the Seder Advarim? Why would it come after Mishpatim? Why says Mishpatim skill akdama to this? But you have over here, it says, "V'nigash Moshe levad el Hashem v'im lo yigoshu v'am lo lal imoy." So first thing is the pasuk. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Alei el Hashem, you and Nadav and Shimon Zikni Yisrael." It says, "V'shtachavise meirochik." Now, the loshim v'shtachavise meirochik, what it means to say is, you're not going to be going all the way up the mountain. Each one, you know, you're going to be standing apart. And that's where you should be mishtachaveh. In other words, the merochik is defining the wrong word. It should have said, "Vel Moshe Omar, Alel Hashem, Ata Varnod Vavir, Shivazikni Yisrael, merochik." In other words, their aliyah would be merochik, and then mishtachavisem. The merochok is not specially defining mishtachavisem. It's defining where they would stand, and they would be mishtachve, each person from wherever he's standing, which for those happen to be merochek, it's merochek. But it's very, very strange to understand. It's ki'ilu, there's a special hadgosha here that the ishtachavo should be dafke merochek. And that's very not clear. The thing that happened over there was a krisis bris. Vayichta Moshe is called Divrei Hashem, Vashkim Baboike. So Rashi says, what's the Vayichta of Moshe? Mibreishis Vad Matan Torah. Because the Mitzvah Shetavim Morah, the only thing that they had at that time, they had a Sefer Torah, they had a half a Sefer Torah, and that half a Sefer Torah was written. So, and Rashi explains later, Vayikah Sefer Bris, because so he took the Sefer Bris, and he read it to them. So Rashi says, what kind of Sefer Bris? Again, Mibreishis Vad Matan Torah, Mitzvah Shetavim Morah. So there was a certain, there was a Sefer HaBris, which was half a Sefer Torah, basically from the beginning till Bashalach. That's pretty much up to Yisrael. So it's a very, very strange. There's a new Bria called the Sefer HaBris, and that is Mibreishis Vad Matan Torah. And the Kris HaBris was on that. If you want to extend the idea a little bit, the every Bris includes in itself two halves. It's like we've seen many times, a bris is when two people get together, they take a single item, cut it in half, and you get half and I get half, and we get together, it's one. And then the symbolism is simple. We've seen it many times, Ramban and other places, that it's ki'ilu, together we form one whole. So we take a balchai, like the bris ben apsorim, we split it in two, I'm half, you're half, and that's the tsura, that's the bita of the bris. It's as if Sefer Torah is also like that. There's a half of Sefer Torah to Yisrael, Sefer Torah from Yisrael. We got our half, Kadosh Baruch has his half, and together it forms a bris. It's a very interesting krisis bris. We haven't heard of such a division of Torah from Bereishis until Yisrael and back. What's that division? It then says, in the Hemshir Pasha it says, "Vayiras el kei Yisrael, v'tachas raglov kemase livna sasap against the Torah, v'latzile b'nei Yisrael loyisholach yodei." So it says, Moshe and Aaron went up to Shemayim. Vayiru, the others were vayiras el kei Yisrael, v'latzile loyisholach yodei, v'yechsu es elokim, v'yechsu v'yishtu. So there were two groups of people. They saw something, and there was and they were chayev and they did something wrong. Not clear what they did wrong, but that something was done wrong. The what they did wrong is called vayiru, vayechsu, vayochlo vayishtu. Whatever it is, the lashaynis are lashaynis of the saw, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, where it actually says the Moshe Rabbeinu aleil Hashem. There seemed to have been a pagam in that aleil Hashem. Their vayiru and vayechsu is a chisarin. And it says vayal Moshe v'Aaron. So the vayal of Moshe v'Aaron was good, obviously. And there were some other people that vayiru salke Yisrael, and that's where there was a problem. So we have to understand, in other words, there was a similar pu'ula. Whenever the Torah is mechalik between two inyanim, some good and some not good, there's some sort of ischalkus in the Eifanim, and one is l'toiva, one's not l'toiva. You need to understand where this ischalkus is. You know, there was a similar pu'ula, and for Moshe was l'toiva, for the Zkenim, for the others, it was not l'toiva. Let's understand. So we have to a little bit understand this inyan over here. Also, it says the Nairi, it says that they were Narim, and the Svasemis says, well, where is the Nairi over here? It's, they were Bechiris Sachakol, and they would be something, they would be older ones. Not the younger ones. It's a different pshatim that the Taurus Mila, that they were something, that they were Mozrizim and so on. But there was a certain element here called Nairus. They were Nairim. And the need to understand a little bit. In other words, there was something over here, a split between the Klal Yisrael, the one Chalik, Moshe, or Moshe Aaron, that was Latoiv, and the others, that was not Latoiv. It says that it was Perea by Nadav Avihu. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. He didn't want to be married with Simchas HaTorah. So we have to understand also, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Perea, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, takes, in other words, he delays a punishment for a later event, then the later event is also of the same nature, except, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just send a punishment out of the blue. There's going to be another maimed and another time when it's going to be Nogea, and at that time he will get the same type of punishment. He will get the punishment for this will come at an event when something similar happened. So the chet of Nadav Avihu and the chet over here have a similarity to it, and there's nekuda that's meshutefes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till then because that would be the same type of avera, and it wouldn't be marbev the avelos with the simcha. So let's understand this inyan over here. There's in a person's demus, in a person's kaima, you have a chelek of the Adam Atzmoy. This is the person, this is who he is, this is where he's at. And then you have the person's eyes, which can see beyond where the person is. The person's eyes look ahead. We spoke a lot about this when we spoke about Choshech different times and so on. A person is able... The primary function of the eye is that a person's tfisa and reach be beyond where his own metzias is. In other words, if I want to know what's ahead, I don't need my eyes to see where I am. I want to know what's ahead. So a person's eyes are always tefis, beyond where the person's metzias is, and ahead. That's the tzuras adam. So you have the Adam Atzma, and you have where his eyes are. Very similar to a car and the headlights. The headlights show you the piece ahead of the car, and the car itself is where it itself is. In the world of Ruchnius, where a person has a Metzias, this is where he is. And where a person's Re'iyah, which in a certain sense, in a little bit of a broader sense, is the entire scope of his intellectual ability. In other words, how far out can the person be masik? Can he be teufis? The answer to that is that it's the as far as a person's there's a lashon that's used in Sfarim when they speak about Re'ia, about Inyanim Ruchniyim, they call it Ein HaSeichel, the eye of the Seichel. In other words, a person's Seichel has a certain way of looking beyond where a person is. So a person can be sitting here, and he can be Sumar Menechem, a person lifts up his eyes, and he sees way beyond himself. He sees very, very high, far and high. There are two Oifanim, how this registers in a person's nefesh. So a person is in a certain makom, a certain mitzias, and he sees beyond himself, and he sees far down the road. So there's two oifanim in which a person can register. One is a certain haughtiness. There's a pasuk that says by Avner and Yov, Yisachaku hana'orim lefaneinu. Let's have a joust between the soldiers. We will sit on top and watch them fight each other. Anytime I come on the mountain, I'm a warrior. I come to the top of the mountain and I see the whole valley spread out in front of me. So I say to myself, it's all mine. I've conquered it. I will conquer it. I'm boss over it. I am able, I can think through an issue and a problem. It makes me feel that I'm better than it. I thought about an inyan. I came up with a good teretz, with a good idea, with a good tshuva, whatever it is. It makes me master over that which I perceive. Like Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, look around at Yisrael, whatever you see around and around and around, I've given it to you, and so on and so forth. So there's a sense of the Re'ia, where the Re'ia is shoylet on everything, and my grasp extends to where my Re'ia is. Again, like there's a Shailin Gemara, Habata could be koina in Hefka. Not if it's not hefka, but the Gemara says when a person's teva is when he says ani mitzasiya, he could mean ani reisiha. I've seen it. The person feels he has it. But it's a halachic given that a person may confuse the two. And when he saw something, he already says ani mitzasiya. There's an opposite reaction. The Rambam says. When he speaks about Av and Yira, the case that he had derech lavasi yirasoi, the Rambam says that when a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous chachma, he's overwhelmed in a very positive sense and is drawn to it. And then the Rambam says, and as he's thinking that, he's overwhelmed by a tremendous fear, and he jumps back and he says, who am I, small, infinitesimal, dark being in front of the great overwhelming Chachma. So the second oifen is, it makes the person painfully aware of where his own gvulas are. It gives him a reason to strive further, but it sharpens very clearly that he's not there. Yes, I'm standing on the mountain, and I see the whole valley spread out in front of me. Oh my gosh, I have to fight house by house and capture each house. Standing on top of the mountain and waving my stick is not making me master over the valley. I need to go and conquer so much land, so many people, so many houses, so many soldiers. It overwhelms me. So in the koyach hara'iyah of a person, which means the person's ability to grasp beyond himself, the person's ability to see the what's ahead has one or two reactions. It has a certain haughtiness where the person thinks, where the person deludes himself into thinking that Habot is koina, and maybe in Hefker it is koina, or versus a person being overwhelmed and understanding that whatever he sees exists and he's not there. Almost by definition, whatever you see is not where you are. You always see ahead of yourself. A Baal Chai's eyes are focused downwards. So basically, a Baal Chai is usually seeing where it is. There's no real vision ahead. Whereas a person's kaima is the eyes are way above the person and way beyond the person. That is, in other words, in a person's koyach ha-ri'iyah, Baal Chaim have all sorts of extraordinary koyach ha-ri'iyah, but the ability to see that which is, the built-in ability to see that which is higher than beyond you is miyuchat to tzuris adam. It's true in ruchnis as well. The person in a person's koima is divided not only between where the person is and where he could be teifis beyond himself, the madregas that the person could be teifis beyond himself. That's one area. In other words, it's nogea in terms of where the person is and where he would like to be. It's nogea in a parallel of a person, a person's activities, his actions, his normal actions. What is my normal behavior? My where my body is holding. What am I used to doing? Whereas where I would like to be. More than in any other, that's one way. Even in the world of machshava, there's a room. There are machshavas that are appropriate for me. There's a darga of thought beyond my mitzvahs that's appropriate because that's my darga. And there's a darga that's beyond it where I don't belong. It's like arba nichnasu lepardes, and three came out damaged, and one came out elevated because it wasn't a place for those three, and it was a place for Rebbe Akiva who went in Bishlom, came out Bishlom. Even the world of what a person ought to think about, where's a person holding, also a person has his diagrams and madrigals and so on. In Maimed Ar Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui was Mitchila Sa'ilam Matsoif Olam. It was an entirety of Gilui. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hakdama to Maimed Ar Sinai was this pe'ula of going up to the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Vel Moshe Oma Alei El Hashem Atavayin, go up. In other words, the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megala himself on the mountain is that a person should have where to climb to. The person needs to take his self and move him upwards towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the purpose of such a vision is over there. So Moshe Rabbeinu Taka went up, meaning that his mitzias became elevated. He pulled himself up, and therefore he was there. They vayiras elokei Yisrael. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel vayechzas elokim vayoychlu vayishtu. In other words, they sat back and observed kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That oifin is an oifin of gaiva. In other words, there was a sense that the godless of their perception and their tfisa is kaviyochel, to use the sharp like entertainment for somebody sitting back where he is. Instead of saying, I've got to be there in order to be shaykh to it, I've brought it down to me, and I'm in a position, it says, Chazal say, why did Moshe not eat in the 40 days and 40 nights? So Chazal say that a person should always go with the minig amakim. The famous, the Chazal are saying the famous, when a Carthage do like Carthaginians, The minhag in El Yoinim is without achil l'shtia. Mashenke malachim, when they came down, the minhag in Tachtonim is achil l'shtia, and each one did appropriately. So Moshe didn't eat and drink because he was there. He went up l'malo, and over here where it says vayochlu vayishtu means they stayed l'mata and perceived HaKadosh Baruch Hu as such. That is the nigud. That's the contrast between the two approaches. In a bigger tchum, their chisaron lay in the tfisas of in the higher tfisa of inyanim shmaimim in inyanim of alikus. It to Moshe Rabbeinu, it spurred him to schlep up his body to be an elyon. You know, as the appropriate thing was to bring himself up l'yoinim, and they took their vision and sat back where they were and enjoyed the vision kaviyachol. The vision became part of their lemata instead of the other way around. So this we're talking about in inyanim l'yoinim, in l'yoinim of alakut. On a little bit more of a pashta level, a simpler level, and maybe possibly a more fundamental level. In the mitzvahs, in the world of mishpatim, when Torah is divided between Adam l'makom and Adam l'chaveray, so we tend to think of Adam l'chaveray, the niceness to other people, and so on and so forth. But really, if we want to understand it more clearly, it's mishpatim. The parsha of mishpatim is Adam mitzad his mitzias as a bus of Adam and as part of this world. Bein Adam lemakom addresses the person's neshama where he could be, where he ought to be. Tefillin is a bridge to take me to a higher world. Tzitzis is a bridge to take me to a higher world. Leisignoivu, leisigzol, kinyonim, din imamenis. The entire gamut of mishpatim is the Torah of where I am. It's the Torah of my guf. This is my mitzias, and it's in that sense it's much more fundamental, because this is where I am, and whereas ben adam lemakom is this is where I can be. So the and that's why the krisas bris over here is there's two halakim of Torah. We have a chelak Torah. We spoke about this, about derches kadma l'Torah. Derches kadma l'Torah means the Torah that's nagea to where we are, mitzad our mitzias of a goof in this world. There are inyanim that are nagea to it. Mishpatim creates those gvulos of where I am, what is mine, what ought to be mine, what ought not to be mine. There's the imposition of gvulis, and that's my mitzias. Bein adam lemakom is where I could be, where I can. It's talei lahar, but without the person, if the person sits back, and he's sitting back and vayoch vishtu vayechzu, then it's a travesty to the other inyan. So the reason why it comes after parshas mishpatim is because this krisas bris defines the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael and Torah as the bris of the Eretz Kodmo Torah and the bris of Torah. The bris of Bein Adam Lemakom with the bris on Chavero. Those are the two halves. We throw in our Nadin. Our half is who we are. And that's defined by Mishpatim. It's defined by the Torah that comes up to Yisrael. Until Matan Torah, it's Torah's Adam. Basher Husham. From Matan Torah onwards is Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from where a person could go to. And together it becomes a krisas bris. One without the other is a half. A person whose Torah stops at Matan Torah will never be more than an Adam, a Bas of Adam. And a person whose Torah starts with HaKadosh Elohim, starts with Matan Torah, has no basis for it. It's a Vayoch Rishon. It's like a person sitting back with his feet on the desk, contemplating great metaphysical ideas. It's a big building standing on absolutely nothing. And that's why the conscious in two things. The this parasha here, the people are described as narim. Vayishlach as narim bnei Yisrael. They're described as narim. The teva of a nar, the loshen nar is miloshen er, his oirus. It's miloshen quick. A young person has great ambitions, much more than an older person, and also a lot of holes in his personality. That's a teva of a young person. Young people have the drive and ambition and the vision, but they're woefully lacking a lot of times in what there is there. Older person has consolidated what there is, and usually at a cost of vision and so on. The flaw, they were Becheris, and the Sassamim says Becheris are normally older ones. Yes. Mitzad, the age and so on, but the tchuna that existed here was a certain level of nairus. They were eager to ascend to Likus, and their vision replaced their actually being there. Nadav Navia was the same type of chet. It was the type of chet where they were looking to go too far, too fast, which is usually when vision is greater than reality, and the person doesn't realize it. So there certainly was an inyan where in Ketairis they could go further, but where they were, it was an Eish Zara. It didn't have no shaykhs to them. And that's when it becomes presumptuous rather than idealistic. The person feels himself capable of being there and so on and so forth, rather than actually being where he should be and then moving forward. I want to, I guess, apply it in two oifanim, in two different dagas, both outgrowths of the same thing. There's a first inyan is an inyan of it's inyan in learning itself, I guess, in hasagas and tfisas. The teva, I mean, because today it's so prevalent that people, Kabbalah is in and this is in, people talk about big things and people are danin and yonim that are big and yonim of Vikri Emunah and yonim of this and that. There's a vart from the, it's a thing in Noam HaLemelech. And he says it on a pasuk, I guess where it's not, it's one of those pasukim where you wouldn't expect it from, but it says by a person who goes, the halacha is that if a person works in somebody's field, he's allowed to eat in his field and so on. So it says if you come to Kerem Re'echa, V'chalta, Nafshav Savecha, person eats, it can eat as his fill. V'alkel yichol leisitein. But you're not allowed to put it in your pocket. So Naim al-Malach says, Chassidus Shafar, you say that's kulay, that's the emes of it. He says, wine and geffen is describes the chelik of Torah that's kind of beyond. The transcendental part of Torah, it's called yenish al Torah. Kabbalah and all these yonim are yenish al Torah. So the Torah says, when you come into the kerem, you can take and eat to your fill, but don't put any in your pocket. In other words, whatever a person can make part of himself, he's allowed to. Whatever is extra, he's not allowed to. In other words, if a person hears an inyan, and again, today, because there's such a yibuvei tchumin, and chassidim themselves actually felt it was necessary. They felt it was important to bring certain yanim down to Hamoinam because it'll affect people. If a person hears an inyan and he feels it shayach to him, it has shayachas to him, it uplifts him. He's in Hilchos Amunos Hadeis, he's achroif, and he has to make he has to be machriya. Whatever it is, if it's shayach to the person, it's mutter. And not only mutter, that's the way the Torah set up things. If it's something you put in your pocket, if it's like a toy, I can play with this olam, this sphere, that sphere, this approach, that approach. If it's an intellectual toy, then it's poison. It's arrogance. When a person sits down, the Chassidim, and to a large degree, and somewhat the Sfarim also, they made a very strong point of a tremendous hakdama to all sorts of chachmas of pnimiyas, a tremendous hakdama of achna, that a person should sit and say, Yirotzen, I'm being oisik in tvarim noiroyim, I hope takola doesn't come to yodi, and I should be zeicha to be oivid b'leiv shalom, and if this should help me, and I should do yirotzen, so on and so forth. Tremendous amount of adgosh on those inyanim. Because a person is opening up the curtain and peeking out. He's seeing. And he has a tremendous fork in the road. There's one oifin, where a person sits back on his desk with 2 feet on the table with a bottle of Coke, and he says, okay, I finished one dissertation on this oilam, and I feel I have some issues that Arizal wasn't quite right about, and I'm now starting my dissertation on the next inyan, and my feelings about this is so on and so forth. That is vayoychlu vayishtu vayechzu, and that's chayiv misa. The person, who are you to go there and to talk about it? That's called the pemadavik doilis, lashon davik doilis. He's deluding himself in that the peak that he gave out of the curtain made him a bigger person. He's quite small. The person who is machnia himself, and the person looks at these inyanim and says he's overwhelmed. It overwhelms him, and he says mi anoichi beria shvela vafela. In das miut, I think lashon ram is lifnei tmim deyes. Then that becomes uplifting. Then the person is ola lekim. Is the person sitting back where he is because of it? And it's vayoch vishto vayechzu. That's where he is, or is the person Moshe al-Lakim? That's the split, whether this is elevating a person or it's bringing him down. That's one area where, because today people feel very comfortable talking about things that are way over their metzias, and a person can be oisik in something and understand, you know, I'm dabbling in something that's way beyond me, and I need to understand that, and I need to keep myself within the verse and so on. There's also in the general area of his nagus ha'adam, ben adam lemakom gives a person a certain high and a certain lift. There's a gevaldik avert from the Kotzke. Kotzke's half an avert. I want to start to the other half. It says, ve'anshe kodesh tiyuli. So the Kotzke says, kodesh, but anshe. That's his lashon. Leaves itself open for different interpretations. I guess the generally understood interpretation is, if a person doesn't succeed, if the kedusha is above, it's a cloud that flies about him, it's an ecstatic, his dapkus, but the person didn't come along with it, then it's nothing. He says it in the Yiddish is menschlaf sein heilig. In other words, one is you still have to remain a mensch, or you have to take the mensch with you. Different ways. I mean, the Kotzke was very laconic, and that's the words he used. It's Anshe Kodesh Ilu, Heilig of a Menschla. But I would like to stelt to the second half of the Pasuk and understand the full richness of what he was trying to express. It says, Basa Basada Treifel Isachelu. You now lead Basa Basada. Chazal Darshan, a very strange halacha from Basa Basada. There's a halacha that anything that was Yotzeh Chutzel Mechit Sasei, anything that is not in its mechitza is treif. And it's like a strange set of halachas. If you take kachik kachim and bring it out of the kodesh kodashim, even if you take it back in, because it went out of its mechitza, it's treif. If you take something, basa kodesh, and take it out of its mechitza, harbayis, it's treif. If an animal that's an uber, that stretches its foot out of the womb and takes it back in, it's also because it went out of its mechitza. Anything that was out of its mechitza, out of its sada, is treif. It's a strange conglomeration of halachas. But the point is, every mitzias is a mitzias mitukenes only within its gvulis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a gvul, put a mechitza into the bria, and things have their mitzias only within those gvulis. That's what a mitzias is. And therefore, and therefore anything which is out of its gvulis lost its metzias. I want to shtel it soon into this inyan here. Parshas Mishpatim deals with a person's gvulis. This is mine, this is yours, this is his. There is anything, any time, I can be, the people in their eagerness to ben adam, for the beyond is, everybody's neshama is infinite, and it strives to go beyond its gvulis. So there's instead of lifting up everything with the gvulis, instead of broadening, of being marked of his gvulis, a person leaves his gvul. In other words, I can work hard and get another farm and broaden my field, or I can sort of break the fence and go into the other person's field and take something. That's the overwhelming, a person has the Yetzirah to cut down on the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, on the Mishpatim part. Chesed, we're good with Chesed, because Chesed is also beyond ourselves. We like, a person is idealistic and wants to grow and go someplace. So Chesed is like Bein Adam L'Makom. It's more than we are. But what we are, to make sure that we are in our gvulis, that's hard. People will cut corners in Mishpatim and be broad in Chesed and Tzedaka, because that's a very hard one. We fret at our gvulis because we want to go further, and that's for us an easier shortcut. So the understanding that Basa Besada Trefa, that, and it's interesting, it's come out the only Ben Adam Lamokum de Kalocha here. It's not. It's a halacha that's very much mishpatim. There are gvulis in the world. Everybody is who he is. And we can become bigger than ourselves, but we have to make sure we're there. It's not at the price of cutting a corner in Yashras, cutting a corner in someone else. I can take this person's job. I can intrude in this person's area. I can, being massive gvulis are very hard on a person. Nobody likes to be hemmed in. I can't do this because of this. I can't do this because of this. Look how much good I could do. I could become who knows what if I could only a little bit kind of chip a few corners away from the gvulis. And that's what it says, Basa Sara Treif Zechela, everything has its mechitza. Everything has its place. If you want to grow, the ambition and the idealism to grow is there to spur you to move the whole thing more, but not to cut the corner. That's what it says, Anshe Kodesh Tiuli, Basa Sara Treif Zechela. In other words, don't forget to take the person along, and the person expresses itself dafk in this area. I was thinking, Al Piderach HaMachshava, that's why Habata is not Kaina for sure. In Hefker, it's possibly it's Kaina. Because with his Gvulis, Ria has nothing. Hefker means it's a place that yet has no Gvulis. Maybe over there, there's a Manyama that it's Kaina. Because that's Shayach if it's not in the world of Gvulis, I can incorporate it in my Gvul. But it's something that's in the world of gvulis, it can't be. Lentzina lemeidim, Torah itself is a bris between two Torahs, Torah Sa'adam and Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Sa'adam describes the right and wrong of what a person is, and Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes where a person can ascend to, the infinite that a person can go to. Torah Sa'adam puts down gvulis on a person. Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the bilti gvul for the person, the infinite in his neshama. And there's a tension between the two, and there's a krisa spritz between the two. At Maimed Har Sinai, we brought along a half a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah of the Chaz Kadma LaTorah, the Sefer Torah of Torah's Adam, from Bereishis until Matan Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah of Matan Torah and further. In the world of Maisa, there was a split. Because there was a revelation here of the infinite and the beyond, there was a chelek in Klai Yisrael that was nichshol, and they remained where they were, vayochlu vayishtu, and vayechsu. So they stayed where they were, but their eyes wandered way beyond themselves, and they felt that to be where they are, which is a tremendous kishon. And Moshe Rabbeinu was olalakim. Moshe Rabbeinu took himself and brought himself up to where his eyes are. Person's aliyah always needs these two things. A person needs to look beyond the self. What we describe as balabas means the person is patters around his little island, and he never looks beyond his gevulas. A person like that can't grow. And me'idach kisa, when a person looks out, it's vayishtachavu mirochik. A person needs to be nichna. A person needs to understand when he sees something beyond himself, he needs to understand it is beyond myself. I'm humbled by what I know to be true and what I know to be out there because I am not there. And it should fire up a person's ambitions that the person should want to be there, and that the way to get there is not the shortcut of just jumping there, but faket, where the person takes his entire self and he builds himself and he's mark of himself. That's when the person reaches there.
Everyone else had Sibuli, Dafka, Dorchester, stayed back, their gurus made for
right.
So what were they expected to do?
They expect to stand there and I guess, I don't know, I'm not sure.
Because they had a chance to go up. And
right.
It says the Penyersu of those
right.
That they
right.
had to keep them back.
What did befall was, I don't know. So what was expected of them? I guess that the Vayechsu should bring about, they shouldn't be Vayechsu, Vayishnu at least. You know.
Right.
I mean, the contrast that puzzles me down is the Vayechsu, Vayishnu. Oh,
B'nai Israel, and they were being Atzilim, but they were Yechlish at the same time.
Right, well, it's interesting. Targum of Atzilim was Vizatute. No, the Targum of the Shivim's came in Zatute, the young ones, the little ones, not to say the Shivim. It's interesting, that was the Targum Shivim.
The Kol Shpukul set up the setup person in that way.
Correct. I'm not.
I hear they
sure
had the gvulas.
Yes, I'm not.
Their
right. I'm not sure what was expected. What they should have done. I don't know.